Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Kavanagh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down at the Roundtable.
Welcome back to the last part of our interview with poet Thomas Kneeland. You never know when you submit things. You know, you just, you know, that's part of, I guess that's part of one of the challenges of being a creative person who's willing to submit to, you know, whether it's visual arts, you know, for galleries or written work for publication or whatever it is. It's part of the challenge of being a creative person is, you know, when you submit something, it's like you let your little baby go out there and you don't know what's going to happen, you know. Yeah. And it's just wonderful when someone says, yes, I like that enough to do something with it. You're like, oh, you know. So one definitely deserves to be out there, though. So I feel like that the publication that accepted it, good on them. Yeah.
Yeah, I just had a question in my head. You said since it's posted online, is there like a comment section underneath? Are you getting to hear how people are responding to this poem?
No, there's no comment section. It's an actual issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've placed all the poets' poems on their website as an online issue. So there's not really a space for comments.
Well, I don't blame them for not having comments on there, because I've learned as we've developed our website, you know, if you don't have the kind of filters on there that you need, you will get things about, you know, you don't want all those comments, because they don't have anything to do with your poetry. They don't have anything to do with your website. They don't have anything to do with anything. It's a bunch of spam. It's worse than email spam. And, you know, every once in a while you'll get a comment that's just, you know, a troll or something, as they say in social media. I mean, I've basically tried to turn off our comments on our website, because just taking the time to get rid of them, and we have the setting where nothing is published unless we approve it, you know, but just getting through the pages and pages of spam and awful stuff, it's like nope, delete, you know. So I don't blame any website that doesn't allow comments. I'm like, I get it, you know. But I think I was gonna ask you, is it published in a hard copy though? Do they have a book that'll come out with the collection?
I think they're just an online, a digital journal.
We have a digital showcase going on, you know, revolving showcase as well. So we totally get that. Publication is not easy of the hard books, the real books. Yeah. It's not, especially with COVID-19, it's kind of like you know, people want books, and like you said, offering one for free is really nice if you can do that. But organizationally that can be tough, but it's hard because we know that people want the arts in their lives, but it's hard to like ask for money right now. It's really difficult.
Exactly.
You know, all our workshops this year have become virtual, you know, remote workshops, and we don't want to charge for that because we want people to just be able to join in, you know, and from their quarantined homes or whatever. And whereas in years past we always had like a nominal charge, you know, for an in-person workshop or something like that. So things change, you know. Things have been changing this year in the strangest ways.
Well, before we move on to talk more about your organizations that you head up, I would like to know, for you as an individual artist, is there anything else that you want to add or tell us what's coming next?
Oh, man. So I kind of hinted at it or referred to it earlier, but so the chapbook that I've written is the first in a series.
Yep.
I haven't given the next chapbook a subtitle yet. It's still going to fall under Injustice League, but I haven't given it a subtitle yet. So that's still in the works. But I have started writing my full length, my next full length collection, which is called The Door of Return. Which is going to be a collection of poetry based on the transatlantic slave trade, the African diaspora, and all that it entails. The Door of Return was quite literally a door that you would go through off the western coast of Africa, where slaves were then taken out to sea and dispersed across the globe. And so more recently, there has been a movement called the Year of Return, where people are returning back or returning to Africa to visit where their ancestors came from. But the title of this book was actually created before I knew about the movement. So yet again, here I am. I think I'm in the right
serendipity, you know,
to be able to write this book. So I've got quite a few poems written already, but I'm not expected to release that until probably the fall of 2021.
That sounds very interesting. I look forward to getting that book from you. You've got your work cut out for you. You really do. Between the Injustice League and that project, you are going to be busy writing.
Yeah, but you know, the good thing is that for the Injustice League, I am strongly considering making that a collaborative series moving forward. So that I collect poems from a, you know, select group of people to include in each chapbook. And that way that, you know, empowers other authors and gives them, you know, the exposure.
And the more voices, the better, right? The more voices, the better that come in to, that's a great idea. That's wonderful.
And that's a beautiful segue into opening up the conversation to talk about now, you know, it's hard to separate, I'm sure, your personal artist hat from what you do to help the artistic community.
Next up, part four of our interview with Thomas Neeland.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.